So, Claire, welcome to Spotlight on Brittany's headquarters here in Gwaelic. And I'm really, really, I know we're all very interested to hear what exactly is Ayurveda?
Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. See, I can't even get pronounce it right. Well, and how did you become involved with it?
To put it very simply, Ayurveda is the holistic Indian healthcare treatment. So it's a bit, a lot of people know about Chinese medicine. It's the Indian equivalent, if you like, of Chinese medicine. So it's treating people holistically with, it's fully encompassing of yoga, massage and other treatments, and also treating the mind, the body and the soul. So in Ayurveda, which actually translates as life science or life knowledge, they say that if we are okay in the spirit, so mentally, then the body will follow. But you can treat the body, but if the mind isn't relaxed or, you know, feeling at ease, then the body will be in tension. So we need to treat the mind, the body and the soul.
All three together.
All three together.
A little triangle.
Yes, exactly.
And how did you become involved with that? Was it in before you came here or in England? Or?
No, I was actually, I was very interested in alternative medicine. I actually come from a medical family, but never wanted to go down the our traditional medical route. But I've always been interested in alternative medicine. And I met a lady actually who was one of my husband's clients who imported Ayurvedic herbs into France. Her husband is from Kerala in the south of India. And they invited us over to India to stay with his family, who are a traditional Keralan family from the south. And so we, of course, accepted. And we ended up going on a 3,000-kilometre motorbike tour of Kerala and Tamil Nadu. We ended up in a wonderful town called Tiruvallamanai, which is where Ramana Maharishi had his ashram. And I had my first Ayurvedic treatment there, which absolutely blew my mind.
Fantastic. I can imagine. Wow.
And I, at the beginning, was interested in looking at the herbal side of the medicine side of Ayurveda, but at that point there, I decided that I would really, really like to learn how to do Ayurvedic treatments myself. I thought I would love to bring this back and share it with the people around me. So on that trip, I started to speak to a number of people. We stayed in a number of ashrams. My path crossed with a few people who had themselves done some Ayurvedic training. And one particular person gave me the details of two doctors from Kerala, but who both were based in the north of India, in Himachal Pradesh, and were based in a very small village called Bagsunag, just next to McLeod Ganj in Dharamsala, which also happened to be the residence of the Dalai Lama. So that's when I said, I think actually that's where I would like to go and do my training, thank you.
Sounds all right, doesn't it?
And so we came back, that was in 2018. We came back to France, and it was actually my husband who said, you need to go and book onto that training straight away. I can see that you're absolutely dying to do it, so you need to go and check out these courses. So I checked out both of the courses, and I decided to train with the doctor who studied Ayurveda in its most traditional form. So that encompasses understanding the mantras and everything that's involved with Ayurveda. The Vedas were written over 6,000 years ago, so their healthcare system, as you can understand, is very, very, very old. This particular doctor, Dr. Sibi, he had a Panchakarma centre. And Panchakarma is where you go for maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time and completely purge your body of toxins. And then you would undergo a series of treatments. So we had a very small, we were three students training with Dr. Sibi, and so we trained in his Panchakarma Center, learned how to do all the Panchakarma treatments, which involved massage, the purging of the body, a treatment which is called Shirodhara, which is a very traditional Ayurvedic treatment. And so I was there for 3 months with Dr. Sibi. And then on coming back to England, I decided, right, well, while I've got the ball rolling, I'm going to get my little cabinet set up and get the treatments going. But on the other side of that was while I was in Bagsunag, I met a wonderful Spanish lady who works with women's cooperatives and sells wonderful products, which was another sideline that I spoke to her about when I was out there.
You were busy.
Very, very busy.
Very busy. And it went to be relaxing.
Oh, I met such wonderful, wonderful people there. I was lucky that the Dalai Lama was in residence. I went for 3 of his teachings. Vikas, the guy that I was staying with his family, an old family from Bagsunag, who had very close relationship with the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan community there. So yeah, it was a full encompassing, wonderful, wonderful experience. But it had to come to an end, unfortunately.
all good things do, but come down to earth.
Yes. So I came back from India at the end of 2019, and then we had the wonderful confinement. So I had just set up my cabinet in Lomonaire, which is in Lorient, and I opened in February and we got closed in March.
Typical, but you didn't worry. You just went calm.
I just went calm. I wasn't worried about it at all. And what that actually made people realise is that they really needed to look after their bodies. I think it taught us all a lesson of not just looking after ourselves physically, but looking after ourselves mentally. Because it was very difficult for everybody being suddenly shut in at home and not being able to go out and communicate with people. And I think that gave a lot of people the opportunity to go inwards, which, as in Europe, we don't do at all. We're all very much out there, cerebral, you know, running here, there and everywhere. And we don't take that time to go inwards. We don't take that time to be with the self, which, you know, with meditation and with yoga. But I found that actually, although we got closed down from time to time, that when I was able to open my massage salon, people really, really, really wanted to come and look after themselves. So in a way, COVID actually, the confinement actually helped me with the treatments. So that was in 2019, and it's been going strong ever since.
Well, I think probably, as you say, because we were disconnected, let's say, from the outside world, that you had the time to think more about things and to evaluate.
Well, people had the time to think really about what was actually important to them. Is it really important to go out and eat in a bar and restaurant? Or should we not take the time just to be at peace with ourselves and not need outside influences to be at peace with ourselves? And it was a time, I think, of reflection.
Absolutely, I'm saying yes, because they weren't the distractions and
absolutely.
The demands.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
yes,
they were taken away.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you could almost look at it as a positive period for some people because they didn't have to go and run around. They had the time to be at home and to be with the family, which for some people was actually very difficult because we become disconnected from the people that are around us because we don't have the time to be with them. So I think that period of reflection really helped the alternative healthcare side of things, because actually, as I say, people realise that if you don't have a healthy diet, if you don't look after your body, and if you don't look after your mind, that you are going to be more prone to succumb to illness. And that has actually continued. I have a friend who is a yoga teacher whose classes have become busier and busier because people have realised that they do need to look after themselves. And with Ayurveda, it's not one size fits all. Everybody that comes through the door is treated as an individual. So you can do what you would call a bilan in French, so a consultation, to find out what the composition of your body is, and then the best treatment that suits your your body composition. So we talk about doshas. Doshas in Ayurveda are our own personal makeup of our body. And so, yeah, it's not one size fits all. So it wouldn't be you go to the doctor and they give you this pill for that. It's like, no, we could take 2 hours to discuss what the actual problem is and then give the treatment.
Because that is the thing, isn't it? Sometimes people think there is like one for all, one treatment for all, right? If you've got this, you take this pill or that dosage or you do this. And as you say, and as we all need to remind ourselves, every individual is completely different.
Everybody's body is
different.
And
we all respond differently to
absolutely
infections and whatever. Some
absolutely
no problem, others have bigger problems. And so we have to regard that, don't we?
So with Ayurveda, we have three doshas, Vata, Pitta and Kapha. So Vata is space and air. So people that are Vata, I am just Vata, 54% Vata. So people that are Vata are people that move a lot, speak quickly. Normally, well, they're always very slim, lots of, see their bones, veins, very dry, very, yes, you are probably Vata. Very dry bodies.
Yes.
We need a lot of oil. We need to drink a lot of water because we tend to dehydrate very easily. Always moving, brain always moving far too quickly, need to be posé. I'm confusing my
hand. No, I know.
Need to be relaxed.
Still.
Yes.
It's still.
And then you have Pitta, which is fire and with a small amount of water. And people that are Pitta, very athletic bodies, very fiery people. Pitta is the fire sign, so can get angry quite quickly, but also very, very organised people. Everything is very, very regulated. They tend to be people that would have skin problems because they keep the fire inside.
Okay.
That then kind of explodes, if you like, out of their skin. So they might have problems with eczema, psoriasis, that kind of problem. Then you have Kapha, which is water and earth. So these are people that are very solid. They tend to be quite well-rounded, very nice teeth and hair, very kind of, everything's all very white and very nice big eyes, and but tend to be prone to overweight because of their retention of water and because they're earth and solid. They, because they are solid and don't tend to express very well, they tend to hold onto their emotions, keep all that inside. So they tend to have more kind of like emotional problems and also tendency to overweight. So you would treat all these people with very, very different treatments, and they will in turn have very, very different physical problems. So that's kind of a very brief synopsis of how we treat the individuals.
So how many, you've got your medical cabinet, you say, set up near Lockmill. How many people do you see perhaps on a regular, do you see people on a regular basis, or are they one-off treatments?
It tends to be, so I work in two different places. I actually work at a centre, the Château d'Olonne, which is in Plaire d'Hute, which is a private chateau where people come and do either 4 days or a week's cure, if you like. I also have my place in Lomonaire. And in Lomonaire, the reason I opened up in Lomonaire was basically, well, it's by chance that I met up with an old friend of mine who happened to have a space which was just the right size for me.
Very convenient.
But also I think people in central Brittany would realise, especially if you're into alternative therapies, you need footfall, you need people around. In central Brittany, we're all very sparsely populated. So that's why I decided on Lomonaire, near to a big town, but in a small village. All my clients come by word of mouth. I've got my website, but I don't really need to do any publicity. So the clients tend to be regulars. There's a lot of people that come and really enjoy the treatment, so then they will buy a bon cadeau for a friend. It's a good present.
A gift token.
Yes.
Or voucher, isn't it?
A voucher.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would say the majority of my clients are probably women from 30 through to their 70s. They quite often then send along their husbands.
Oh,
and go,
really?
Well, I think he needs to come in.
They drag him in, do they?
Drag them
kick
in,
him in screaming. Yeah.
Who then go, oh, I don't know about
having
a mascot. I'm all right. And then they absolutely adore it. You know. So that's, I would say that's the majority of my clientele in Lomonaire are women who have realised that they really need to start looking after herself. Mm. Quite a lot of women that are going through the menopause who just need to offload sort of emotionally also.
To learn to accept what is happening and run with it rather than fight it.
Absolutely, run it rather than fight with it, yes. So then also I will be shortly opening a small place. I live in Melionec, so in Melionec I will be setting up treatments there. I'm not quite there yet. I've just moved
step
house.
By step. Okay.
So I'm trying to kind of spread myself out a little bit. And I like that. I like being in different places.
Are
and
your
moving around
clients?
A bit.
Are they English, French?
In Lomonaire, it's all French.
Brilliant.
All French clients. Yes. I would say pretty much 99% of my clients are French. Mm. Yeah, I don't have that. I have a couple of English clients, but 99% are French.
Well, I think there is an attitude here, isn't there? I know mixing like chemical medication with the biomedicine, isn't it?
I think it could also be because
herbal remedies as well. It's the two together rather than poles apart.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean it's mainly. I think over in Lomonaire there's a larger French population as well. There's not so many British people out on that coastal area. We're more central Brittany, I would say. So I think that's probably why I've got more of a French clientele. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't really advertise very much, so it's...
Well,
it's,
we'll it's take been, your... We'll take your mouth, yes, we're contact like. Details anyway, but I know what you... If you, as you say, actually with many things, I think it's often word of mouth.
Yes,
isn't
yeah,
it? Because it's a recommendation direct.
Yes, absolutely,
Rather than you throwing yourself out... And it might not work.
No, that's it. And I think it's just, it kind of is a bit like a snowball. Once somebody's come and had a treatment and they really enjoy it, then they speak to somebody else and then they pass it on, yes.
Well, thank you very much, Claire. I'm
You're
absolutely fascinated. And I'm absolutely totally green with envy that you were so near to the Dalai Lama.
Yes, I mean, that was
amazing.
That was just the cerise sur le gâteau.
Yes, absolutely, because he did come here in 2008.
Yes.
To the Buddhist centre in Clochet, and arrived apparently by helicopter.
Yes, apparently so. Yeah, I think he arrives everywhere by helicopter.
By helicopter. And I've been to the Buddhist centre on several occasions there because, again, the amazing atmosphere.
Yes, wonderful.
Although it's a newish building in its way, it's got that.
It's a calm.
Atmosphere. It's the calm.
Isn't there are
it?
Certain places that have a calm. And in India, as you might have found in Tibet, although there's a craziness of life going on. There is also a calmness, and in the Indian philosophy, they just give. It doesn't matter how little they have, they just want to give.
Well, you always find that those with the least to give more.
Yes, absolutely. And I brought that philosophy back with me. And it's just if you are a generous person and you open up that generosity, you will always receive generosity back.
Absolutely.
You might find there's a couple of people that might take advantage, but generally, if you're generous with people, they will be generous back.
They'll trip up over their own feet in the end, don't they?
Exactly.
So thank you very much,
You're
Claire.
You're very welcome.
I'm absolutely... I shall be in touch.
Okay. Excellent.